Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show, we bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house, something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Good morning. Good afternoon, Richmond. It's 12 noon and I'm AWOD here on the new Sports Radio 910 The Fan. Now at 105.1 FM, and thank you for joining me today here on a Tuesday, September 2nd, a welcome back AWOD show on The Fan, as there is finally football to recap. There's football to preview in the NFL, and we've got you covered live and local from 12 to 3 p.m. here on Richmond's home for the Commanders, the Hokies, and the high school football broadcast game of the week. I am broadcasting live from Capitol Ale House here in Innsbruck. Come on down, grab a beer, and check out the show. We are here every Monday throughout football season. Obviously, yesterday, a company holiday, so I'm here with you on a Tuesday, September 2nd, and it's football season. And I am so fired up for the Washington Commanders season opener Sunday, taking on the New York Giants. And I woke up this morning, and I love this article that I read on Yahoo Sports about Jaden Daniels and the Commanders, and I wanted to read you this quote. They said, "Staff hires, extra walkthroughs, and a calculated playbook progression contributed to Washington's rapid turnaround." I ask you for year two. What do you think will define Jaden Daniels' year two? Is it all about wins? Is it about his individual accolades? Or is it about the team's success? How much is Dan Quinn and Joe Witt Jr.'s defense improved with a matchup week one against the New York Giants? And will Terry McLaurin, who's back in the building under a new contract, will he be fully up to speed by Sunday? We'll take your calls today, 1 p.m. on the Richmond Commanders. Special guest Lane Castadante to run around local sports here in Richmond, Virginia. Hokie Steve to recap the college football, and we'll go to Dallas behind enemy lines with my buddy Walt Chisholm from Dallas Sports Media, the fallout from the Micah Parsons trade, and previewing the NFL season kickoff game, Cowboys against the Eagles on Thursday Night Football. But you know how we like to start the show every day, by catching you up on anything you might have missed around the sports world when we open up the sports app.
Here it is, everybody.
Clearly, this is the future.
Stats, scores, highlights.
Whoa, are you serious?
Wi-Fi plus 3G, 64K. This one.
The sports app.
So I know Michael started with his show with Belichick getting blown out, UNC destroyed on Monday Night Football. That's not the lead story for me. I'm going to start locally with UVA and their awesome victory in which quarterback Chandler Morris went down with an injury. He injured his left shoulder, and Tony Elliott believes it is just a mild AC joint injury. He told reporters after the game that even Chandler Morris told him. He said it on the ground. "Man, I should have gone down," but that's the competitor he is. He also said, "Coach, I saw the end zone. I wanted to score." So that's the kind of player he is. So we'll go around college football in the state of Virginia today on University Drive, but it was a really good start to the season for UVA, and Elliott told reporters today he is encouraged and believes that Chandler Morris will be okay to play in their next game this upcoming weekend. He's a big part of their important season for this year. But let's start with the upsets in the top 25. Number 17, Kansas State loses to Iowa State. That was the week zero matchup everybody saw. South Florida demolished number 25, Boise State, a 34-7 victory. I really enjoyed watching Ohio State against Texas. I picked Texas to win the national championship, but I expected a better performance from Arch Manning. He's still got time, and now with the expanded playoffs, you can lose your opening game. And as Pat McAfee and the others pointed out, you have to credit Texas for challenging Ohio State. Like Clemson, challenging LSU. Just because you lose week one doesn't mean your entire season is ruined. But it was a great win for Ohio State. Tate with a 40-yard touchdown catch in their victory over Texas, 14-7. Let's take a listen to the call.
Saying, looking, goes deep, saying, Tate, touchdown, Tater.
Let's go to LSU and their matchup against Clemson. So Florida State embarrasses Alabama, number 8 Alabama, 31-17. That was a massive statement and a big win for the ACC. I actually think the storyline of all of college football for week one should be that Florida State is a team to play, not want to play against this year. They're on a mission after being embarrassed last year. And for Alabama, it does kind of feel like they've lost some of that star power. Some of that stuff that came with the Nick Saban-led Roll Tide as they were destroyed. But it was LSU over Clemson in a back-and-forth battle. Clemson had an opportunity, couldn't get it done. Cade Klubnik was not great. LSU was green with an 8-yard touchdown catch, giving them the win 17-10.
It's green down there.
6-7.
He's looking that way, lobs it to the end zone, jump ball, easy pitch and catch. Good call, coach.
So that was awesome right there. LSU got the win. It was Miami defeating Notre Dame on Saturday night, 27-24. That was an awesome back-and-forth game. Just really some good football to open up the first real weekend of college football after we got a taste on week zero. We move over to Major League Baseball on the Sports app. Juan Soto and the Mets, big story in Major League Baseball. He has 6 RBIs, a grand slam, and a triple in the Mets' win. Let's take a listen to the call. Soto with a grand salami.
1-2. Soto hits it high in the air, deep right field to the wall and gone. It's a grand slam for Juan Soto, and it's a 6-3 New York lead.
Washington entering a matchup on Sunday, and they were dealing with an 8-game losing streak. That ends with a Nationals victory. Let's take a listen early with an RBI triple. The Nats go up 1-0.
Here's the set, the 0-2 pitch. Lyles swings and drives one left center field. Well hit. Hill going back along with the left fielder giving way. Hill can't get it. It's off his glove. Ball deflects off the fence. Garcia's being waved around. He's going to try to score. He will. And over to third is Dalen Lyle. Nationals lead 1-0. Hill called off the left fielder Marcy and had the ball hit off his glove. And Dalen Lyle gives the Nationals their first lead since last Tuesday.
So the Nats would win 2-0 in awful August ends, and now they are 1-0 to start September. Game today, 6:45, against the Miami Marlins. The O's win, but struggled last week, dropping out of the wild card race. We'll move over to the NFL on the Sports app. So big news for week one. We'll start in L.A. with the Rams. They fully expect Matthew Stafford to start and be fully healthy on Sunday for week one. Another team in L.A., how about the Chargers in the AFC? Running back Najee Harris, who missed all of training camp because of an eye injury he sustained during fireworks on July 4th. Still crazy that that actually happened. He is ready to go. So it will be the combination of Najee Harris and Omarion Hampton for the Chargers this season. Juwan Jennings back at practice for the San Francisco 49ers, and I told you we'll go behind enemy lines and hear about the Micah Parsons trade with the Green Bay Packers. Here's Dak Prescott moving past the Micah Parsons saga.
As I said, there's enough news and enough media about it. I think as much as anything, it's good that a solution happened. And obviously, Micah got paid very well, and great for him and his family. And we'll see him here in about a month. So just honestly glad that. I can't say glad, but yeah, glad that we're moved past that and everybody seems happy because of it.
I can tell everybody in Dallas is tired of talking about Micah Parsons. Over to tennis on the Sports app. U.S. Open action. We'll start on the women's side. Great matchup yesterday for a spot in the quarterfinals. It was American Coco Gauff against Naomi Osaka, who's back after taking a break for mental health awareness. And then she also had a kid, and she is playing some of the best tennis she has ever played. Here is the final call as Osaka defeats Coco Gauff in straight sets to advance to the quarterfinals.
On another forehand error, Naomi Osaka is back. Kids.
So, men's side here, U.S. Open tennis quarterfinals action today. We'll start at 1 p.m. It's Carlos Alcaraz against the 20th seed Laheka for a spot in the semifinals. On the American side, we have one remaining male. It's Taylor Fritz, number 4th ranked American, but he's got to go against the best, the Joker, Novak Djokovic. Taylor Fritz, Arthur Ashe Stadium, quarterfinals tonight, 8:30. You can check that out. Also wanted to say one of the coolest stories of the U.S. Open has been 45-year-old Venus Williams, who played in the single side on the women's side and lost. She gave a great effort but was defeated. But now in the women's doubles, she has advanced all the way to the quarterfinals with Leyla Fernandez. She said after the game that she has talked with her sister Serena Williams, who's so happy for Leyla Fernandez and I. She's given us advice, and she said, "Now we need her in the box. My message is, Serena, you need to show up." That is 4 p.m. today, Tuesday, against top-seeded Taylor Townsend and her partner, Katerina Sinakova. So that is Williams and Fernandez today for a spot in the semifinals for women's doubles today at 4 p.m. We move over to high school football on the sports app. Stubby is back working with Gary Hess and Gary Criswell for the 804 High School Game of the Week. I'm sure he'll provide us some of his thoughts later on the show today. But let's go to Thursday, as it was Glen Allen with a victory over Prince George, 42-6. Gary Hess with the call.
Puccinelli will roll to the left, and he will keep it. He is hit, but falls forward, and he's in. He was hit by Lawrence Hewlett, but he got across the plane and in the end zone. Not by much, but it's 6 points for the Jag.
Gary will join us on Wednesday, the drive down Richmond Highway with the Czar and the sports director here at WRNL. Game Friday, it was St. Chris over Huguenot, 21-6. You heard that right here on 910 The Fan, now at 105.1 FM. Don't go anywhere. Don't touch that dial. You're listening to AWOD Radio on The Fan. We'll bring on Lane Casadante, Hokie Steve, and we'll go behind enemy lines previewing the Cowboys-Eagles NFL Thursday kickoff game to start the season. You're listening to AWOD Radio on The Fan and always available on the go with the free Odyssey app. Don't go anywhere. Don't touch that dial. We'll connect with Michael Phillips for a little crosstalk next.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money, still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free, so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vien and Sabrina Deanna Roga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes of, a Crime House Original. Crimes of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back. I'm Adam Epstein. You're listening to AWOD Radio here on the new sports radio 910 The Fan. Now at 105.1 FM, Richmond's home for the Commanders, and it's a game week on The Fan. Sunday, 1 p.m., Commanders against the New York Giants. Joining us right now on the Hadid Mercer Rug Cleaning Hotline, time to catch up with our buddy Michael Phillips. What's going on, MP?
Yeah, very happy game week to you. Looking forward to this one. It's going to be a fun opener.
Yep, anytime we get MP on the line and it's football season, it's time for Commanders Crosstalk on The Fan.
If I could just have your attention.
It's Crosstalk with Adam Epstein and Michael Phillips on The Fan. It's like that one 90s movie that everybody loved. What's the name of that movie? It's not Crosstalk, but it sounds like Crosstalk. It's Crosstalk on The Fan. Oh, Face Off with Travolta and Nick Cage. But this is Crosstalk.
Michael, is there any person in particular that you are worried will pop up on the first injury report of the season?
Yeah, I'm probably watching the offensive line more than anything, right? Brandon Coleman, you're already down San Cosme. He's not going to show up. He's on IR. You don't want to lose Brandon Coleman as well. And, we haven't heard anything from Laramie Tunsil, but he's been fairly limited in what he's done in the open practices last couple of weeks. I think my concerns on the offensive line, Noah Brown did that full workout before the preseason game, the third one against Baltimore, feeling good about his status right now. And I don't think the Terry thing is anything. I think that was a contract negotiation situation.
Michael, if I asked you surprise X factor for the Commanders in week one or this season, how would you take that question? My buddies and I have been arguing about what we consider to be a surprise X factor or not.
Well, why have we been talking so much, Bill? How about Chris Rodriguez, right? All he did in the preseason was that great run on the scoring drive with the ones. It wouldn't surprise me at all if he's a major factor in week one. And we see, that growth and development they've been seeing from him, where he's a little bit tougher, a little bit more physical at the spot of attack. I don't think it's going to be a surprise to me if he plays well, but I think we're talking so much Bill Kroski merit. I think a 60 to 70 yard game with a touchdown from Chris Rodriguez would surprise a lot of people.
Yeah, I think we're kind of on the same page here with our surprise X factors. You went with two running backs. I'm going with the running game. My surprise X factor is tight end John Bates. He was just so good in the preseason. There's a reason he got paid, and I even think it's going to be more than just blocking. Like, I'm expecting him to make maybe a catch, maybe two catches. I just think he's going to be on the field so often that eventually, if the running game is working, play action, they could maybe slip it to him for a little five-yard catch. He did that in the postseason last year, but really I'm pointing to him as a surprise X factor because I think him plus the offensive line will lead to a better rushing attack this season.
I'm sure he's grown. I'm sure he's practiced. I'm sure he's learned. But, Adam, when he catches those five-yard routes, I need him falling to the ground, stop, drop, and roll school kid style. I do not want him attempting to run with the ball. I do not want him attempting to make things happen. We've seen that go wrong one too many times. I love the idea of throwing it to him. I love the idea of getting 5 yards, as long as he is under the very explicit instructions that he is not to try to make something happen afterward, because that does not end well.
Yeah, but in terms of the blocking, I'm pretty confident we're going to have one explosive run in which you can see on the replay John Bates is blocking, certainly helped it out and really gave the running back a hole to go through. Who are you predicting will get more touches in week one? Deebo Samuel, Terry McLaurin?
Well, I think it's Deebo just because he's so versatile. I think you give him those early touches to just make the defense sit on its heels a little bit more, right? He goes in motion. He does the jet sweep. You can do a touch pass to him. There's so many different ways you can feed Deebo Samuel the ball, and I think that every time you do a new method of giving him the ball, it gives the defense something else to think about. You know, Terry's going to get his, and obviously he's very good at contested catches, but I just think every time you use Debo, the whole offense is going to get better, and I think that you'll see him get a running touch and a receiving touch in the first quarter of the game, just to put everybody on notice this is another weapon you've got to plan for.
Yeah, I really think they're going to force feed Debo week one, like we asked them to force feed Terry for a lot of last season. I think they're going to try to get the ball into his hands early and see what he can bring to the offense as a different dimension. Let's move over to the defensive side of the ball here. And the talk all summer has been, can this secondary be improved? Well, I think the talent level is better when you consider Amos added to Lattimore and Sanders. Still, Will Harris's addition there. And I think we're going to see Jeremy Reeves, often on the defensive side of the ball. Do you think this secondary will create a turnover in week one, Michael?
Oh, I hope so. I'd love that. Getting Russell Wilson's head early, that'd certainly be a key to victory there. And I do think it'll be more about containment than playmaking. The Giants are going to come in with a playmaking mentality on defense. They need to sack James Daniels. They need to make it third and long. They need to get them behind the sticks. They need to make plays to win this game. And not that this is, not that Grambling State's coming to town or anything, but I do think the path to victory for the Commanders' defense is going to be to limit the explosive plays, to make sure you're covered downfield, to make sure there's somebody on those great receivers they have, the Malik Neighbors of the world. Every time they're going deep, make sure they don't have the opportunity. It's always double coverage. I don't think the Giants can win this game 5 yards at a time. I just don't think they're built for it. I don't think they've got the discipline for it. I think it's really going to come down to making sure Russ gets the ball out quick. It has to get the ball out quick, and the receivers are covered when they go downfield. Anything else you get beyond that is a bonus. But, yeah, if you get him into the fourth quarter and he's pressing, you certainly can get an interception on him and create a fumble in the run game. Those takeaways did not come often last year. I think that's – if we're going to talk about the reasons the defense was the way it was last year, you start with didn't get the ball out of the other team's hand enough. A lot of those things are cyclical. They practice them all the time, obviously, but – and we've seen teams that struggle in turnovers or takeaways 1 year be really good at it the next year. And so you're hoping for a little bit of that statistical, in this case, a regression that's a positive regression for the Commanders.
Michael Phillips with us here on the Hadid Mercer Rug Cleaning Hotline. MP on the mic from 10 to noon here on Richmond's home for the Commanders. And I'm going to be talking at 1 p.m. on the Richmond Commander about the Yahoo Sports lead article from today. Jaden Daniels and the Commanders support system will change the NFL. He's going to be really good for a really long time. I think he's only going to get better. That was a quote from linebacker Zach Bond from the Philadelphia Eagles. But the quote that stood out to me in the article was, staff hires, extra walkthroughs, and a calculated playbook progression contributed to Washington's rapid turnaround. When I say calculated playbook progression, what example would you point to? Because I look at like week one versus week three against the Bengals, and they just called a completely different game.
Yeah, and you can also go week one versus playoff week one, because that's same opponent, same site, right? You're in Tampa week one, and then you're back in Tampa for the playoff game, and you look at the things he did taking the team on his back late in that playoff game that he didn't do in week one, and he looked a little skittish with the ball in week one, and that's what Texas is hoping Arch Manning does, right? Over the course of this season, they look skittish in the horseshoe. Well, when you get to the playoffs, can he transform into a different guy along the way? I know you love talking about the VR headset, so I got to bring that into this conversation too. I think they just did a really nice job of making sure he was ready for everything he was going to see over the course of the season. And I mentioned it during my show. I loved watching Garrett Nussmeier for LSU this weekend, and it's got me thinking, like, I think LSU's developing quarterback. You look at Burrow, Daniels, and now Nussmeier playing so well out of the gate there. They kind of pioneered that VR concept. I think there's something to it, and I think there's something to the way they're using it that really sets young guys up for success. I'm big on Nussmeier after this weekend. It wouldn't surprise me at all if he goes shooting up draft boards. The way he processed the game against a really good Clemson defense, you saw a lot of that from Jaden Daniels as the year went on last year, too. I just think he's really well prepared for everything he sees on that football field.
So week one, Sunday against the New York Giants. Cliff Kingsbury, this could be his final season calling plays for the Commanders. If it goes successfully, I think he will be a head coach again. How complicated of an offense will you expect Cliff to have week one? I kind of expect, you know, a little bit more complicated than last year, but also I think there's going to be a ton of quick passes.
Yeah, 20 games last year. So, yeah, this is week 21 of the Cliff Kingsbury offense. I think you've got, you know, the offensive lineman you bring in. You start with Laremy Tunsil. I think he can handle anything you throw at him scheme-wise. I do think this is an offense that has enough continuity. They can make a year-to-year jump. You add in Debo Samuel, the things you can throw at him. I think they're capable of that. I also think they'll probably show about half of it because you can't really install on the short week going to Green Bay. And I saw their schedule. They're going to practice that Wednesday before they travel to Green Bay, sneak in an extra practice. It's hard to install plays on the short week, though. Wouldn't surprise me at all, you know, if this is half the playbook and we'll see the other half at Lambeau next Thursday. But I agree with you. There's a lot they can do. The quick passing, get him comfortable, get Jaden comfortable, get the crowd behind him. It's going to be a great crowd on Sunday. Everybody sees that. Just make sure everybody's got a reason to cheer right out of the gate.
That's Michael Phillips. MP on the mic can be heard from 10 to 12 noon. I'm 12 to 3 here on the new Sports Radio 910 The Fan, now at 105.1 FM. We'll go behind enemy lines with a Cowboys reporter next on The Fan. Welcome back. What up, what up, what up? It's A-Wad here with you on the new Sports Radio 910 The Fan, now at 105.1 FM. It's football season. We're live on a Tuesday, September 2nd, just after 12:30, broadcasting from Capital Ale House here in Innsbruck. Come on down, grab a beer, and check out the show. We're here every Monday throughout the football season, recapping college football and previewing week one in the NFL, as it's time to go behind enemy lines on A-Wad Radio.
All right, A-Wad Army members, it's time to go on a mission. A secret mission behind enemy lines. We scout out the opponent, break down the competition with intel and reporting from the inside. How is the competition planning to stop the Washington Commanders' offense? As we go behind enemy lines.
All right, joining us right now on the Hadid Mercer Rug Cleaning Hotline, it's our buddy Walt Chisholm from the Cowboys pregame and halftime show. What's going on, Walt?
Well, it's great to be talking to you, Adam Epstein. Listen, I know you got me on here because ratings are going through the roof already when they heard I was coming on. I've been getting messages all morning.
Well, it's funny how we always grab you after there's big Cowboys news. And if you're a Dallas sports fan, you've lost two generational players in the last year. Luka Doncic, now Micah Parsons. Your thoughts on the trade, man?
Well, as a Cowboys advocate, I would just like to say that I think Jerry Jones made the right move by trading Micah Parsons.
Okay. Tell me more.
Yeah, well, First off, let me explain to you why. Did you see what he got paid?
Yeah.
Well, yeah, I don't think Jerry should have been picking up the tab for that.
Yeah, I mean, I get that. But how do you excite your fan base for a regular season when you trade away arguably your best player a week before the start?
Well, you got two first-round draft picks, and you got a Pro Bowl with D tackle. That's how you get them excited.
So you really believe you got a Pro Bowl D tackle?
Yeah. And not only do you get them excited with that, Adam, you get them excited by going out there and winning football games. That's what we're here to do.
So explain to me why this would work with Brian Schottenheimer Jr. in year one with Dak Prescott.
Well, listen, I've been to a couple practices. I've seen some things. And, you know, Shotty's put it out there. We're going to be running from the shotgun. We're going to be running from the pistol. I'm expecting a lot of big plays. I'm not worried. Listen, I think I told you this before, Adam. I'm an offensive guy. I like TUDs. I like TDs. I'm highlights. I like the offense. I'm not really a defensive guy. I don't see much with the defense. I'm an offensive guy. So I'm expecting big plays from my guy, as I like to call him, 12-gauge Shotty.
Well, I'm hoping that your offense can show up on Thursday because I do think that game has a chance to be a bit of a shootout. I don't think your defense will be able to stop the Eagles, who are coming off of a Super Bowl, brought everybody back. They've just got an unbelievable offense. How is your defense going to get off the field?
We're not worried, Adam. I know you're worried, but we're not worried. We're gonna be fine.
Washington.
We're gonna get the Eagles all they can handle on Thursday night.
Well, Washington won't face Dallas until week 7 of the season, but what is your 2025 outlook on the NFC East as a whole?
Adam, FC, it's funny you asked me that. We were just last week we were doing a show where we picked division winners, and I actually have Washington winning the division this year. And I got the Eagles coming in at 2, and I got the Cowboys coming in at 3.
So tell me more about why you're picking Washington. I love it.
Gary Terry's back. You still got Jaden Daniels. I think you guys were taking a step in the right direction, beating those Lions last year in the playoffs.
Can you give me more thoughts on Brian Schottenheimer Jr.? It feels like of all the new coaches, he's talked about the least right now.
Huh? He talks every day here in Dallas.
Yeah.
Just about. I mean, every time I look up, he's got a press conference. I like Shotty. It seems like the Cowboys tried to take from the Rams a little bit, going with a little bit of a younger looking coach this time around instead of going for the old guys like they used to. So I'm excited about Shotty. I can't wait to see what he does.
Who's going to be in the backfield next to Dak Prescott when the game starts on Thursday?
Well, we got so many. I'm almost certain it's probably going to be Jaden Blue, the running back from Texas.
Yeah.
He had a very impressive preseason. Very impressive preseason.
You know, one thing that I do think is slept on about the Cowboys is their offensive line and tight end Jake Ferguson. What are you expecting from Fergie this year at tight end?
Well, I'll tell you what I'm expecting, Adam. I'm expecting to catch the football is what I'm expecting. A lot of drop passes last year. A lot of drop. I got a lot of hot L's because of him last year, too.
So it will be a new-look defense now without Micah Parsons, but Dante Fowler Jr. comes in from a year in Washington in which he had 10-plus sacks. Who's going to be the leading pass rusher for the Cowboys now that Micah's gone?
Well, I mean, I know he's still hurt, but they're looking to their guy, the step-up guy when he gets back to be DeMario Overshawn. He's going to be the defensive anchor. And right now, like Jerry said, after they trade Michael, we're really enthused on stopping the run. We want to stop the run. That's where we got beat at a lot last year, was on the run. And Jerry wants to put a Band-Aid on that real quick.
Well, Chisholm with us here on the Hadid Mercer Rug Cleaning Hotline for the Cowboys pregame and halftime show as we go behind enemy lines. So I got to ask you, I mean, why do you still support Jerry Jones? It feels like everybody around the country is destroying this trade, saying how stupid it is. People are losing faith in this franchise. It feels like the 80s all over again here when he took over. So, like, why do you still support Jerry?
You know what, Adam, I got to tell you, you do a good job. You're good. You're made for radio. I get why you asked me that question. It's a very hot take question. I see what you're trying to do here. Why would I turn my back on my guy Jerry Jones? What has Jerry Jones ever done? He's done nothing to me. Jerry Jones made a business decision. This was nothing personal. It was a business decision. And I tell you something else, Adam. Two first round picks. You want to know who got put on notice with this trade too? With these two first round picks, the quarterback Dak Prescott. He better have a good year this year.
I mean, you asked for a hot take. My hot take is that Schottenheimer Jr. doesn't make it through the whole season and that Dak will play his last year in Dallas, and then you're going to draft, like, Arch Manning or something.
There you go. Listen, I like where your head is at. I like where your head is at, Adam. Now, think about this. The stock is real high here in Dallas. We just got Cooper Flagg, or Cooper Swag, as I call him. We just got Paige Beckers, and now we can add Arch Manning to the Dallas roster. Wouldn't that be great? You might even pack up and move to Dallas if we get Arch Manning.
No, no chance. I don't want to be seen in that disgusting environment of a football stadium. Hey, can you just tell me this? Tell me why the Cowboys won't get blown out by the Super Bowl champions on Thursday.
Because it's not going to happen. That's not even a thought.
I mean, because Saquon could run for 200 yards. Jalen Hurts might have 3 touchdowns, 2 on the ground, 1 through the air. I mean, I'm feeling I'm going to turn my TV off at 9:30 because it's going to be a blowout.
That's cute. That's cute that you think that and feel that way. But no, it's not. It's not going to go down like that. Listen, we are getting up for this game. Do you not know what it would mean for my Dallas Cowboys to go into Philadelphia and beat the Eagles on ring ceremony night, the night that they're getting their rings, and we hand them a hot L and come back to the house? That'd be great for us.
Yeah. I mean, that's what you have going for you. I think it's like TCU last night, where everybody in the country was rooting for Belichick. Everybody's going to be watching Philadelphia. It's going to be all about, I'm sure, Jason Kelce there and the ring ceremony. And then it'd be nice to see the Cowboys win. I just don't expect it at all.
Well, let me tell you this, Adam. I got about four wins I'm expecting for the Cowboys this year. That's this game on Thursday night. Now added, I want a Packers win. I want that Packers win in week four. I want the win on Thanksgiving against the Chiefs. And now, after talking to you and hearing how you tried to railroad my guy Jerry Jones, I want that win on Christmas Day against Washington.
Yeah. You're not going to get it, but good luck. You're going to find some coal in your stocking on Christmas.
How would you like to sweeten the pot on that deal? How about this? I'm pretty sure you're going to be in Santa Clara for the Super Bowl this year. How about we sweeten the pot? How about if my Cowboys defeat your Commanders at Radio Row this year, I want you to put on that Cowboys polo, one of those Cowboys polos I got. And wear it on Radio Row for a day.
That sounds good to me. And I'll bring my Rod Gardner jersey for you.
Okay. All right, that's fair. Whoa. A jersey? I'll wear a Commander's polo. I don't know if I can do a jersey. I'll do a polo.
All right, buddy.
A Commander's polo, please.
I'll be watching on Thursday. Good luck this season. Thanks for joining the show, Walt.
Well, hey, listen. When you get a chance, man, when Washington plays out, we need to have you on our postgame show.
Let's do it. That's right. Walt Chisholm. Follow him on social media at Walt Chis. I'm Adam Epstein. You're listening to AWOD Radio on The Fan.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house, something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back, and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back. I'm Adam Epstein. You're listening to AWOD Radio here on the new sports radio 910 The Fan, now at 105.1 FM, broadcasting live from Capital Ale House here in Innsbruck. Come on down, grab a beer, and check out the show. We're live and local till 3 p.m. Grant Polson, Danny Rouye drive you home here on The Fan, Richmond's home for the Washington Commanders. And it is game week. Week one, Sunday, they take on the New York Giants. We'll open up the phone lines at 1 p.m. on the Richmond Commander. Who do you predict will make the most plays for Washington in week one? We know Scary Terry is back, but I expect them to force feed Debo Samuel. But I'm broadcasting live from Capital Ale House today after a week off for vacation. We wanted to check in with Stubb, who runs the ones and twos. Stubby, what's up, man? How are you?
Hey, I'm doing good. Not as much of a vacation on my end, but I'm glad you got to go to the beach, dude.
Yeah. Is it true that the Washington Nationals have a guy named Stubby now on their roster?
It's Stubbs. S-T-U-B-B-S.
Okay.
He went 0-for-3 last night, but he's in the batting rotation.
Now, this is not your name, though, because you only have one B on Stubb.
Yeah.
One B on Stubb, two Ds on AWOD, and I'm back from a week of a trip to the beach, to the Outer Banks. It was so much fun, dude. I'm so glad that I got to do it. I spent all summer working. We took the show with us on the road to Charlotte, North Carolina, to Charleston, to Ashburn, Virginia, twice for Commander's training camp. It was great to just kind of unplug for a week and rest and relax. But as soon as I unplug, things start going crazy in the sports world. I mean, I think we should do a whole segment, Stub, of things we missed while I was gone. Number one, Terry McLaurin signed. Of course that had
so
to happen.
So quickly.
Right?
Like the first day off.
I mean, just, I'm so upset about that. It's just, it's typical, right? I mean, the 1 week in the entire calendar that I take off, we spend all summer talking about Terry McLaurin. He signs. And now I look like the big idiot that was screaming about Terry for 3 months straight. It was never a story. That's my takeaway. It was never a story, and that if there was a more interesting sport going on in the summer, then we wouldn't have had to talk about this. If we had a good baseball team, we wouldn't have spent months talking about the Terry McLaurin saga. I'm glad it's over. I'm expecting a big season, but not as big as I'm expecting from Deebo Samuel. Then we had the Micah Parsons trade. And I'll be honest with you, Stubb, that rocked my world because I didn't expect that to happen. I was actually watching the Cowboys documentary that's awesome on Netflix, America's Team, the Cowboys and his gambler, or the gambler and his Cowboys, and it was funny because I was watching the episode in which Jerry Jones refused to pay Emmitt Smith after they won the Super Bowl, and he sat out the first 3 weeks of the season, and then Jerry decided, all right, I got to pay him. We're not any good without you. It was at that moment that they traded Micah Parsons. This is crazy to me. I can't believe Jerry actually did it.
I was not that surprised.
Really?
I'd seen a lot of the Packers leaks. I was fully bought into it, and then it happened.
Yeah.
I think it's stupid. I cannot imagine being a Dallas sports fan. Not that I feel bad for them, but you're losing Micah Parsons. Like, I know. Walt just said the price, and I guess he's got an injury or whatever, but it's Micah Parsons.
Well, he does have an injury, and they are all hyping up the guy they got in return in the trade as a Pro Bowler. Come on now. Are we serious? You know, I don't think Green Bay would have done the trade if they thought this guy was that good at the defensive tackle position. There's a few things I find very interesting about the trade. Number one, Micah loses a lot of money, like a bleep ton of money in taxes. That's actually a big part of this trade.
Yeah.
Because in Dallas, you're not paying the taxes on that. That's a big part of why so many basketball players go play for the Dallas Mavericks, right? So that's an interesting part of it. Number two, they did get a lot in return in terms of draft picks. And yeah. I don't know that Green Bay is going to win 12 games this year. Like everybody said when the trade happened, oh, you're going to get late round picks. There's a chance that Jordan Love isn't great this year and the Packers take a slight step back.
I mean, their defense.
Certainly a possibility.
I feel good about. Right? I feel pretty good about the Packers. It is a possibility. He was injured.
They're in a very difficult division.
Yes.
Right. They had two teams finish ahead of them last year. Those guys are going to be good again. I mean, Detroit. I'm predicting Minnesota will take a step back, but I could be wrong about Minnesota with an awesome season from J.J. McCarthy and another great year from Justin Jefferson, and maybe the Packers only win 8 or 9 games. What I think is very interesting about this trade, though, is going to be who steps up in Micah Parsons' place now. Is it Sam Williams? Is Dante Fowler Jr.? Is it end up being Donovan Ezeraku? Right? Like, they've got some guys there. Look, Micah Parsons, like, an all-world player. He really is that good. But also, the Cowboys weren't winning games, right? So, like, I kind of look at this as the start of a rebuild. Like I said, I think Schottenheimer Jr. is going to last one season, and this will be the final season of Dak Prescott. And so if that's the way this works out, I think this sets them up to be better in the future, which is why I think Jerry might have made that trade. We had an awesome week one of college football, and now I'm ready for week two and the start of the NFL season. While I was on my vacation to the beach, Stub, I had two different fantasy drafts. I have another one tonight in our Odyssey Extravaganza League, as I cannot
wait for
Sunday.
I'm excited. I got a title to back up.
You got a title to defend. Absolutely. So wanted to get to the best of my trip to the Outer Banks. We had one of these awesome houses that's literally less than a block away from the beach. So you just wake up and walk across one street, and you're at the beach. I actually like that better than being on the beach for some reason. I like the little bit of the walk going back and forth. There was this cool spot there by a gazebo where you could watch turtles. And I posted this on Instagram. You think there's going to be like 5 or 10 turtles? Stub. There were like 350 turtles all jumping on each other at the pier because they just think that like every tourist is going to throw them bread or something. So every time you walk by, it's just a mad scramble for all the turtles to come over for you. I was called a professional body surfer, which made me feel good. I think my big fat belly just floats in the water, but I did enjoy body surfing a lot. We made homemade meals every single night. And the homemade pizza that I had had the AWOT Army fans going nuts. People were calling it banging, tweeting me, DMing me, and asking me where it was from. Like, what? Post the restaurant. I'm like, no, that's not from a restaurant. That's actually homemade. So it was a really fun trip. And then we got back, and I went to my buddy's house for the start of college football. And Stubb, he made the Honey Deuce drinks that are served at the U.S. Open. Now I understand why they're $24. Those things were so good. I had like four of those things. Amazing. Totally an awesome Saturday. A pretty good Sunday as well, except for the local team, the Hokies. We'll recap that today with Hokie Steve. And then it was cool to have Monday Night Football featuring Bill Belichick. They made it all about him. Even when his team was losing, they still made it all about him. But I think here's my takeaway from this weekend that I had off, and then you start with college football. I think the NFL needs to find a way to back it up a week, Stub. We have all this talk about how they pushed it a week forward, right? And that week 18, and that the future will be that the Super Bowl will be on a week in which you will have the Monday off so you can really go hard. I think they need to back it up because watching college football Saturday and then Sunday and then having off Monday to relax was just so nice. And I love college football so much, but I'm already dreading next Monday because I'm going to be hungover from football, even without drinking. I'm going to watch football all day Sunday, and I will have wished next Monday will be a vacation, a day off too. Does that make sense? Like, I want the NFL season to start on a Sunday in which the Monday we have off also. I just think it would add to it a ton.
If I had to pick between first and Super Bowl, I pick Super Bowl, but
yeah.
I totally see the appeal.
The NFL dominates the calendar. They get what they want. If they really wanted this, they could make it happen. I just think, now I get it, you might lose viewers, and that's big in terms of the television contracts because so many people travel on Labor Day weekend. But it is just nice to watch football all day Sunday and then have the day off Monday. I love that so much. You're listening to AWOD Radio on the Fan. We got the Richmond Commander coming up next. I'll predict the starters, who I think will make the most plays. We'll take your phone calls, 833-804-0910. It's a game week on the Fan. Commanders taking on the New York Giants to kick off the 2025 NFL season on Sunday. Don't go anywhere. Don't touch that dial. I'll be right back.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show, we bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. Just something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back, and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.